Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. Once again, we are bringing you another edition of the Interview Hour, our daily interview highlight section where we talk to different artists from around the world about the projects they are working on, where they've come from, and of course, what is on the way. Today, I'm very, very excited to get into this conversation because we're talking to someone who has featured on the show numerous times, someone whose music we've been playing for a long period of time, and they have been absolutely smashing it in the fields they are working in. The wonderful, the one and only Sydney Jane joins us on the line. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. I'm fantastic. It's great to get you on the line. I'm really looking forward to diving into the conversation, purely because there's so much to kind of talk about. Obviously, we started talking, I think, last year over a sort of time period where you'd been releasing music. You've been doing a lot of sort of garagey collaborations with some artists here in the UK. Obviously, we jumped on that and played a few of them on the DM Diver. But it's really, really good to get you on. I want to dive right back to the beginning of the journey for yourself, as we always do on this show. Do you kind of remember the sort of beginning of your like singing journey? Like, what was the thing that really kicked it off for you?
I do remember. I was pretty young when I decided I wanted to become a singer. I was 11. I had always been singing my whole life. And yeah, I actually moved to London for a little bit when I was a kid, like less than a year. And then when I came back home, I decided I wanted to be a singer, honestly, because I was just so inspired and influenced by like UKG and like all these underground genres I had never heard before. And yeah, I thought, I'm so inspired, I'm gonna go for it. So my first, like, I guess technically my first session was like at home. I went to like this office store and I got like a program for like $9.99, like $9.99. And I think it was just for recording like office notes, but it was the only thing I could find that I could afford at that age. Like, I think I was like 13 or 14. And I like got a karaoke machine for a gift one time, and I like unplugged the mic, plugged into my PC, like started that $10 program and like recorded my first song. And that's then I like amazing. Actually made copies, sold it at school. It was like a whole thing. That was like
that's
the very
amazing.
Beginning.
So proper kind of DIY, using what you've kind of got, what you've got available, and just trying to make something work literally from scratch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's such a cool kind of thing to have, though, man. I mean, there's so many success stories that kind of come from that kind of attitude more than anything else. That idea of kind of just utilizing what you've got around you. You can find a way. That there's always a way of kind of working. It's such an interesting sort of scenario. So you were selling the CDs at school?
Yeah, I was. I sold them for like a dollar each. I think I brought like 10 to school one day. I sold all 10. Probably half of them were bought by like my teachers. And actually, last time I went back to my high school a few years ago, like one of my teachers still had it. He's like, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting one day. This is going to like make me rich.
That's sweet, though. That's such a cool thing to be able to hear. Like, it's really exciting to kind of look forward then, obviously, off the back of that, again, very DIY kind of story on the come up to the sort of last year or so, where it looks like things have really exploded. Obviously, you've been making music since then. Like, I was looking through the discography, you've had stuff out before that, but it definitely feels like the last sort of year and a half, 2 year period has been very explosive for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, before the last like year and a half, I was doing a lot of like behind the scenes stuff. Like, I actually composed for a couple like indie films when I was living in LA, and I was in an alt rock band, and I did a bunch of cover gigs and just kind of whatever you can get your hands on when you're in LA, you know? And then my sort of more recent, over the last few years, like discography was from me just trying to learn how to produce myself and really just pushing myself, which was like a really great experiment and yielded a really like great feeling for myself. But the last year and a half, man, has been absolutely insane. My whole life has changed. Like, I could have never imagined just from logging onto the computer, basically. But it's that same attitude you were talking about, kind of just that need, that want, that desire, and almost that sort of scarcity, like, helps you to get more creative, you know?
No, 100%. I mean, it's such an interesting thing to have watched, because as I was saying earlier, we kind of made contact over, I think it was a collaboration with Deja. I think it was the first time we started speaking.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Garrett Sherrod like sent you that track, and then that's when we started talking. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So that's the first time I'd sort of heard your sound, and then I'd kind of looked into it from then. Was it kind of before or after then, would you say, that stuff had started to sort of turn into a bit of a snowball effect for you?
I would say, so that came out last March. I guess it's been like a year. I would say probably a few months before that. And it's really like a lot in part thanks to the disclosure competitions, Twitch streams. And I started tuning into those like November of 2020 during lockdown, just like looking for inspiration and community and
of course.
Trying to learn something, you know. And then I just started like hitting up everybody who I was inspired by and be like, hey, if you want vocals, like, I got you. And then I entered the competition. And then like, yeah, by March, things had fully like were already really like snowballing by then. And I was working with like a ton of people and just so excited and just making new friends who since then have become like collaborators. And yeah, it's been amazing.
Amazing, man. So talk me through the kind of disclosure competition, because I've had a few people on the show that have been involved in kind of different ways, whether it be remixes, whether it be sort of like different sorts of areas. And there's a lot of these streams that happened over the lockdown period. How did the sort of competition work from your perspective? Like, what was the kind of task to do? Like, what actually got done?
Yeah. So, well, for me, it was definitely about challenging myself. And I think about putting myself out there too. That's definitely been a weakness of mine in my life. I do, of course, love being in the spotlight on stage singing my music, but I'm just not like an in your face, like look at me type of person at all. So that's definitely been a struggle. So I saw this as an opportunity to really just, you know, try my best, meet new people, really try to impress some people, disclosure, hopefully, but also the people who were in the community, I was equally as inspired by. I couldn't believe it. And so the task was to, they would give you like little bits and pieces of music that they created probably on stream. And then you had about two and a half day turnaround to make a track. The community would upvote it. They would listen to anywhere between like the top 10 to top 15 and then judge on stream, but really give you constructive, useful feedback. Like, it was very thoughtful feedback that really helped all of us. So that was the task. And the first time I did that, I collaborated with a wonderful producer called Dylan C. Green. And he and I made this really fun kind of like party, like Latin inspired track. And that was voted number one, and then it came in third overall, which is incredible. I couldn't believe it.
That's huge, though. To have it voted number one, like the first time entering, that must have been a crazy feeling, like seeing that many people appreciate it.
That was so crazy, especially because the format itself is like pretty stressful. Like, just having a couple days. And Dylan, at that time, I was living in LA, and Dylan lives in the Netherlands in Eindhoven. So the time difference alone was like crazy to work on that over 2-3 days with like an 8-hour, 9-hour time difference. That was very stressful. But I like was so inspired. It's kind of like when I was a kid and I went to the store to get that recording program. I actually went to the store and like, I think I got a new microphone like a little bit before I did that, and then I was like recording my ad libs and stuff, and I was just like, okay, I'm gonna blow everyone out the water. And I'm really happy that people felt the same way. I was determined, man.
It's so good to see them. And obviously off the back of that, we've seen kind of your name kind of expand. We've seen a lot more kind of a collaboration sort of scenario taking place. Am I right in thinking you've been streaming yourself as well, sort of doing sort of live vocals and things like that?
Yeah. So actually, like in Discord, we all like our community that we've built over the last 2 years, we learned how to stream our studio sessions in Discord live and just collaborate with each other. And so a few of us started doing Twitch streams too, just to make it more open for people who aren't in the community. And yeah, it's been great. So I haven't done a stream yet because I just got to Germany a few weeks ago. But when I was in LA and in my studio, I was doing a lot of streams. And you know what? It's really inspiring because I would be writing music and sometimes I would have like a guest songwriter with me or just be me, and people will give you ideas and just keep you kind of moving forward instead of kind of getting stuck in your head a little bit sometimes when you're alone, how that can be. But yeah, it was super fun. I was actually listening to a couple of the tracks I did with my best friend and collaborator, Carlita Ann. Yesterday, we did two tracks on Twitch a couple months ago, and I'm excited to get those out too, for sure.
Amazing. Like, from a kind of creative standpoint, I've always sort of thought that idea of, I suppose, the pressure to an extent of being on stream, having the extra eyes there. Do you find it kind of helps the sort of creative, that sort of creative energy, or do you find it is almost, do you prefer producing on stream or kind of doing vocal stuff on stream, or do you prefer kind of being in your own environment, like locked away, like a lot of producers do?
Well, we had our first my boyfriend and I have a home studio now, and we've been working really hard to set it up. And we had our first kind of like days long sessions here this weekend. And we were talking about with our friends who came by, like how great collaboration is, because it can either give you that pressure or it can just take you out of your own head, which definitely sometimes can be a negative thing. So I think it's good to know like the balance and like what you need personally. Like for me, to get me started and really get me moving quickly, it's great to have that pressure from other people or like eyes watching or input really helps me. And then if I want to go back and really just get in my own space, like maybe I need to work on lyrics some more, maybe I need to just feel like a deeper feeling, I can go ahead and do that too. But I definitely enjoy, and I think the people I work with, we really appreciate the collaborative aspect, which is what has taken us so far over the last 2 years.
100%. I mean, it's so kind of exciting to kind of talk through. It's a brand new world to an extent, the entire concept of streaming, online collaboration. Like it's still very much an infant of what it can be in the years to come.
Yeah, totally.
And obviously you've been in the middle of a move yourself. As you said earlier, you mentioned moving through to Germany. I'm assuming that's to do with sort of music related stuff. How did you find the move?
Oh, it's great. It's been great. Yeah. So basically, like, I guess a few years even before 2020, I started working with people like in London and the UK and Europe. I got a lot of requests for like house tracks and things like that, which I love. I absolutely love dance music. Like, it's like my favorite thing to record. So things in LA aren't so dance music centered. It's more like pop and hip hop, which is great. But yeah, I just found naturally things progressed really well on this side of the pond for me. So yeah, I made the decision like early 2020 to come over here, and it's been going really well so far. And I'm just so excited to be in the same time zone as most people I work with. Like that was like a huge mountain to climb beforehand. And also it's just inspiring, you know, being uncomfortable. You know, and just because you're uncomfortable doesn't mean it's like unhappy. I'm really happy, and I'm really sort of like uncomfortable in a way because everything is so new. There's a new language, there's new people, a new studio, but that's where I find like great inspiration and a sense of like peace almost, because you know you can like rely on yourself no matter where you are. And yeah, it's a very creative lifestyle right now.
Definitely. No, it sounds like it, man. It sounds like it's all going really well as well. Like for yourself now being based over in Germany, obviously, as you said, being in the same time zone, have you found that's actually already helped in the sort of creative sense? Like have you found yourself getting more done?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think like being in the same time zone, having this great studio set up here, like Dylan C. Green came over this weekend from Eindhoven, our other friend from the Discord, Lucas, who's a great producer, Three Kelves is his stage name. He flew over from San Francisco and spent some time over here, like in the Netherlands and also with us. We just already are having such a great feeling of community here. And so many of the people who I met on Discord like live within a few hours of Germany or wherever, honestly, anywhere close by. And last time I was here in October, actually went to go visit a few other people like in Switzerland and in Belgium, Golden Lambo, who actually my next track is going to be released with. So yeah, it's already feeling like the right move for sure.
Fantastic, man. It's great too. I love hearing about moves that go well, you know. I love hearing everything's working out. So obviously with all this sort of additional creative energy that's now flowing around, I want to kind of talk about live shows as well. Obviously being mm-hmm. being singer, songwriter, obviously the production side of things as well, there is always that element of live events on the side. How is that side of things looking for you now that things have presumably opened up a lot more than they were when we first started speaking?
Well, I actually have a show today, this evening, actually, this evening, the 28th in London. I'll be in London and I'm doing a show with our friends Macaque, who we've met on the Discord from the Disclosure Discord. Macaque is a collective. They're so brilliant. And they usually work with like a bunch of different singer-songwriters. So this show in particular, I believe they'll have five different singers, and I'm one of the singers that will be on singing one of our tunes together. So that's interesting. I'm really excited to kind of navigate Europe a bit and see what that's like. I do feel like live shows are a bit like more supported here, I would say, in a way. I don't really know why, but I think there's just like a very strong sense of like artistic community that you don't necessarily find in all of the states, like definitely in like New York or DC or, you know, Miami maybe, but like, yeah, I'm really looking forward to get to know more of this scene here. And I already have a couple of different shows potentially lined up in Germany over the next few months. So yeah, also on the production side, I'm really looking forward to finding my band, you know, finding who are going to be those people who we, you know, go everywhere together and perform all the songs together. I'm really looking forward to that sense of community too.
Amazing, man. Amazing. I mean, I feel like we may have answered the majority of what my next question was, but I was going to ask, like, what is next for 2022 for yourself? Because obviously you've got new releases on the way. You've got sort of live shows kind of plumbed in now.
Yeah.
You're in this sort of creative zone over in Germany at the moment. What else is on the way? Because it feels like there's going to be other things tucked away that's still on the way from yourself.
Man, you know, I'm a very like big dreamer, very big. This year, now that I feel like a bit more settled. I think last year was a lot about like, what am I doing next? And now I kind of feel like, okay, I'm here. I know what I'm doing. I have my people. Like, let's do it. Like a big word for me this year is like efficiency. Like I want to just kind of nail down that process to where I'm efficiently like creating and sending off music and that type of thing. Like sometimes I'll just be so patient with myself, like a little too patient, like oh, okay, it'll get done, it'll be great, and it does, but I want to just definitely be more efficient. And then also like I really want to get more into the tech side of music. I'm not sure in which way yet, but I would love to just incorporate like more Twitch streams, like maybe, I don't know, start some sort of like business that caters to people who are in like virtual music. Cause I feel like virtual music is really like blowing up right now and not a lot of people know. Yeah, that would be amazing for me. And then also just to release like, a ton of songs. Like last year I recorded more songs than I probably had in the last like 5 years before that. So I'm excited to release a ton of them this year.
Amazing. 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 I've got to say, we've nearly run out of time, which is a real, real shame.
That was really so fast.
I know. It absolutely flies by, especially when you're having fun. So I've got to say, this one's been really, really enjoyable. Just before we do run out of time, however, where are people able to kind of find you online, obviously on socials and things like that, just to keep up to date with what you're doing if they aren't already?
Yes, please follow me at sydneyjane.wave, .wav, just like a music file on Instagram. You can go to my website, sydneyjanemusic.com, and keep up with me there as well. Find all my socials and my email if you want to keep in touch. Yeah, also look out for new music coming out. I have a new song with Golden Lambo called Your Kiss coming out on March 14th. And then Golden Lambo also did an official remix of Ray Alex and I's song Erased, which is coming out March 11th. Very excited about those tracks. So be sure to keep in touch and listen to them when they come out.
Fantastic stuff. I've got to say, I've had a great time having you on the show today. Thank you for taking the time out of your morning to join us. It's been really good to chat and catch up. And I've got to say, I'm very excited to see the new music land. So yeah, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Thanks for your support. I can't say how much it means to me.
Each and every time, man. Well, it's been great to get you on. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We're going to jump into a couple of Sydney's recent releases next. And then following that, we're going to jump into the sounds of the Dub Shack. So keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We're live on Trickstar Radio this morning. This is Breakfast with Kovu. Oh, yes.
Brand new here on Trickstar.